Hey, do you feel like you missed the mark this last year? Well, I'm going to show you 5 ways you can refocus in this new year ahead. Check it out.
Sorry that we're having to come down here and do this.
Hey, in the words of my good friend Philip Rice, it's fine, it's fine, it's all gonna be fine.
I know you say that, but I feel awful. I feel awful.
Well, hey, it probably could have been helped, but you know, it just accidents happen, right?
That makes me feel good.
You know? I don't know what else to say, but yeah. What is it that I always say?
Nobody died?
No, not that. When I'm talking to Hunter or when I'm talking to you when you're carrying my gun.
Eat over the bowl?
No, that's when we're eating.
No. Oh, you say don't bump the scope.
Don't bump the scope.
I know, and you know, like I knew that, and I was trying to be careful, but sometimes things just happen.
And what? It hit the floor.
And it hit the floor. It did.
It hit the floor.
And I knew. And honestly, as soon as it did, like, I was sick. Just sick to my stomach. It's like you get in that moment, and you get clammy, and you get, beads of sweat on your head. And I thought, oh, no. Grandma yelled up the stairs, "Everything okay?" I was like, oh, it's fine.
Well, let's hope it is.
Yeah.
But here's the good thing. The good thing is, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Set you over here. Do not fall. That's for sure. Oh, and yep. That's you. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'd probably be a little bit more upset, I guess you could say, if muzzleload season was still going on. But the thing about it is, muzzleload season's over with the first muzzleload season, and we were able to get 3 deer, yeah. So that's great. So I know both muzzleloaders were dead on, during that week. And there's another season coming up, so we're going to take time out this afternoon.
Yeah.
We're going to come down here, and we're going to sight that one in.
Got to make sure they're dead on.
That's right. You got to make sure they are dialed in. And I went ahead and brought my muzzleloader because I bought some new bullets.
Yeah.
And even though they're the same grain, same polymer tip, they look exactly the same, you always want to shoot, new ammunition that you get out of your gun or your rifle or your muzzleloader or whatever before you take it out hunting, just to make sure it flies as true as it's what you had it sighted in at. And I went ahead and brought my rifle. Rifle season's coming up. We're going to shoot that one too. So,
yeah.
All is well. All is well. It will be fine. And, and here's the thing. I'm not too worried about it anyway, even my muzzleloader.
Well, I know, it's Hunter's. That made me feel awful.
Yeah, it's Hunter's muzzleloader. I don't even know why I'm down here having to sight it in anyway.
Because it's your wife.
It's fine. Hey, it's fine.
I dropped it.
It's all going to be fine. So let's get out here. We'll sight this dude in.
Okay.
I'm sure it's probably still on. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Did it hit like at least the carpet or something?
No, it hit the hardwood.
Straight on the hardwood floor.
Yeah, it did.
Let's hope it was it didn't knock it loose. All right, let's go.
It's good. Shooting about an inch high, but that's nothing too horrible. An inch is not going to make that much of a difference. All right. Well.
Hey, even if you're not an avid hunter, you know how important it is for your gun to be sighted in just right. And if that sight is off just a little bit, it could be the difference between putting meat in the freezer or simply walking away empty-handed. Or even injuring the deer but not getting a good clean kill, and we don't want to do that. Even though we gave Yolanda a hard time about it, we know things just happen sometimes. But when those times come, you know it's good to check your focus. Life is like that. Life can bring about some challenging obstacles and circumstances, causing us to stumble and often lose our focus. We may think we're aimed at the same target we had before, but we may miss the mark. You know, then it's time to refocus. Hey, this is a great time of year to get back on track. Whatever happened last year that knocked us down, let's put that behind us. Let's set our sights on the Lord and get focused back in on Him. In Philippians 3:13-14, it says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own." Now, what the author Paul is saying with that statement is that he acknowledges his imperfections and his need for spiritual growth. And then he goes on to say in verse 13, "But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Are you ready to do that this year? Well, here are five ways you can get refocused on Christ. First, talk to God. Set a daily prayer time. Don't just make this about what you need when you need something. Talk with God daily about what's on your mind, your struggles, your victories, and your worries. Praise Him not only for what He's done for you, but for who He is. After all, He is the Lord Almighty, isn't He? Second, make time for a daily Bible study. Set time aside that's for you and the Lord. If you can get the whole family involved, that's great too. But use the time not just to read the Bible, but to study it out. You know, what's the context of the Scripture that you're reading? Who was this written to, or who is the person speaking to in the passage? Or what is the main theme of the book? You know, and how does it apply today? Because all Scripture applies to today. Third, get involved with the local church. This is a great place to build relationships and community. Be a part of a local body of believers that are on mission for Christ. Worship the Lord and use your gifts to serve Him and to learn as well. Fourth, look for ways you and your family can support missions. For example, you can join LifeWord as a monthly giver. Choose one of the many missionaries and get to know their family, where they serve, and how you can pray and support them throughout the year. And number five, last, get serious about discipleship. It's what Christ has called us to do, so why aren't we doing it? Do you need help? Well, go to follow.lifeword.org and check out LifeWord's discipleship portal called Follow. You'll learn what it means to be a truly devoted follower of Jesus and how to teach someone else to do the same. Hey, it's a new year. Let's get refocused and start it off with a bang, all right? I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out there in the great outdoors.